true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The president and several U.S. senators are pushing hard to get Congress to vote for an amnesty plan they call guest worker. The number one reason why this idea is immoral, as I told you yesterday, is that it creates a subordinate class of people who are admitted to our country only to do work that Americans think they are too good to do. France and Germany have already demonstrated the folly of a guest worker economy. They admitted thousands of foreigners to do low-paid jobs, and now both countries have so many foreign residents who do not assimilate, who burden the social welfare system, and who become more disgruntled and dangerous every year. We certainly do not want to make the French and German mistake. Amnesty guest worker is also immoral because it would help to perpetuate Mexico's corrupt government, which keeps a very few people rich and most Mexicans in abject poverty. Mexico is a very rich country with enormous quantities of oil, but the oil is all owned by the government. The wealthy class is glad to get rid of some of Mexico's unemployed. Another reason why amnesty guest worker is immoral is that it rewards lawbreakers. The guest workers would be exempted from punishment for breaking our laws and entering our country illegally and then using fraudulent documents. Employers would be exempted from punishment for hiring the illegals. It's a double offense if they pay the illegal workers in cash in order to evade paying payroll taxes and providing benefits to the workers. The underground economy is very unjust to honest businessmen who pay their taxes. Here's one more reason why amnesty guest worker is immoral. It is grievously unjust to the millions of people who complied with our immigration laws, stood in line, and patiently waited their turn to win legal residence in the United States. All the amnesty guest worker bills should be defeated.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, the man who makes no mistakes doesn't usually make anything.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have been discussing this animal ID over and over and over again. And just in case you say, oh, you know, I don't have any animals. I don't even have a farm. I don't have anything to be concerned about on this thing. Well, now let me tell you what's happening. And I don't know for sure what's happening. It's kind of a mystery. I do not believe that Congress has ever passed any kind of an animal ID law. If they have, I've missed it. So what this is just bureaucratic bungling being devised by the multinational corporations to take control of the livestock industry. But not only the livestock industry. Do you have a dog? Do you have a little kitty cat? Do you have a parrot in a cage or a parakeet? Now let me show you what's happening here. I have this email from a listener in New Mexico. Last Tuesday, Derry talked about voluntary microchipping of livestock. I was wondering if it'd be expanded to family pets. I got my answer from an El Paso news channel. I did not catch the whole segment, but they did say that for more information, people could go to www.epvma.org. If you want to write that down, it's EPVMA, V like in victory, .org. And I did. Now, here's what she found. Title 7, Information for Pet Owners. Now, this is just in the city of El Paso, Texas. That's all. It's not in your town yet. All right, here we go. After April the 1st, 2006, local veterinarians will be able to vaccinate your pet for rabies every 1 to 3 years. Like they can't now? Come on! After April the 1st, 2006, local veterinarians will be able to vaccinate your pet for rabies every 1 to 3 years. They've been doing it. Come on. After it's fully implemented in April of 2006, then dog, cat, and ferret owners would be required to comply with the new microchipping requirement. Registered universal microchips. Did you get that? Registered universal microchips. Doesn't say registered El Paso microchips. Doesn't say El Paso, Texas microchips. It doesn't say United States government microchips. It says registered universal microchips. So you can take your ferret over to take him to England or to Australia, and they know where he came from, all right? The city is anticipating being able to purchase these microchips in bulk at a reduced rate of approximately $5 per chip. National registrations can also be purchased in bulk by the city. Why would you have to have national registrations if you already have this $5 chip? I don't know. But they hope that the city of El Paso can purchase them in bulk. Veterinarians, do you notice I pronounce veterinarians right, correctly? Most people say veterinarians. They're not. They're not veterinarians. Now, pumpkins are pumpkins and possums are possums, but these are veterinarians. It's got to get all the syllables in there. They will hopefully not charge more than approximately $15 injection paperwork data entry fee. This would bring the total one-time price for microchipping to the pet owner to no more than approximately $25 per pet. I never had a dog that's worth $25. I don't know. Anyhow, Title VII also regulates breeding by limiting a female dog or cat to no more than 2 litters a year. I don't know how you would get a female dog or cat to produce more than 2 litters a year. Maybe there's a way to do that. I don't know. We used to say sows would only have 2 litters a year, and now they get 3 litters out of them by weaning the pigs when they're 9 days old or something. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Canvassing of neighborhoods is a necessary part of enforcement. Now, did you get that? They're going to come around and canvass your neighborhood, not yours unless you're living in El Paso, Texas. But this is in El Paso, and it will be in your town sooner or later, believe me, people. Canvassing of neighborhoods is a necessary part of enforcement. Citizens' rights are protected. And a citizen can refuse to comply with an animal control officer. So if they come around and canvass your neighborhood, you don't have to tell him anything. To proceed then, an officer would then need to obtain a warrant. Now, at least they're going by the Constitution on this. They're not going to let him kick your door in and come in and see if you've got a parakeet, all right? They're going to get a warrant, and then they're going to kick your door in and see if you've got a parakeet. Owners of birds... Come on now. See, they just first said cats and dogs and ferrets. Now it says, and I'm reading right out of this, off of this email. I mean, off of this website. And it's from the city of El Paso. Owners of birds and rabbits can have up to 6 birds or rabbits without having to have a special permit. If you have a male rabbit and a female rabbit, and there is no petition between them for any particular length of time, you're going to need a permit because a doe is going to have more than 6 babies. But if she had 4, you'd have 6. Same way with a chicken. A mama chicken and a papa chicken, they lay eggs. They set on the eggs. The mama chicken sets on the eggs. And she hatches the little baby chickens. And then you've got to have a permit because you have more than 6 birds. Now, that was just for El Paso, Texas. But let's go to Minnesota and Vermont and Kansas, and we'll do that after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Yep, that's your animal, all right. The government knows. The government will know where it is, where it goes. Now, I don't know whether, as I mentioned earlier, the feds have passed any kind of legislation on this or not. I don't think so. I think this is just a setup here. It's a brainchild of the Packers and National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which does anything the Packers tell them to do. And the local, I think, now this is what I think, and I've thought wrong a lot of times, but I think they're trying to get the states then to pass legislation so that the feds don't have to. In other words, if all 50 states put in some kind of an animal ID law that jibes with what the USDA wants, the USDA wouldn't have to have a law, all right? As of now, I think it's just rules and regulations. But here's what's happening in Minnesota. Minnesota continues to move ahead with national animal identification. The priority is given all livestock farms a premise identification number. There are almost 10,000 registered in the state now. The program is voluntary, so producers must opt in. The program might be voluntary today. It may still be voluntary tomorrow. But by 2009, you're going to be part of this deal. I will guarantee that. Anyhow, they have 10,000 registered premises, and there's 170,000 in the USDA database as we speak. Minnesota has 35,000 sows that are registered with RFID tags. In the state of Vermont, the Vermont Agency of Agriculture wants to keep closer track of all livestock in the state to be prepared in case of an outbreak of disease, avian flu, whatever. So the agency has proposed requiring that all livestock farms register with the state. Now, these states act like it's their idea. People, if it's their idea, why do we already have it in Europe? And why do we already have it in Australia? And I don't know how many other countries. Come on, it's part of this global system to make us bow down to a one-world global government. It's as simple as that. But look, you have to look to see it. You can't go around with your head stuck in the sand. The agency, I'm back in Vermont now, the agency is proposing requiring that all livestock farms register with the state. The registry is necessary, said Agriculture Secretary Steve Kerr. The new rules must first be approved by a legislative committee. If passed, they would take effect in July. Now, it doesn't say they're going to pass a bill. They're going to have the rules approved by a legislative committee. That's not the way we pass legislation in this country. That's not the way we make laws that the citizens are supposed to knuckle under to. That's not going to be a law. The plan is part of a national effort to eventually identify every cow, pig, and chicken and store information about them in a database. Vermont has not yet determined what size farms will have to register, but Kerr said he is concerned about small backyard flocks. Did you get that? Got my little chicken out there, and I brought a dozen eggs in for Jeff just yesterday. He brought me bacon and eggs in this morning for breakfast. My little chickens keep me going. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-875-9292 today. That's 1-800-875-9292. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
What's happening in Kansas? You see, I keep trying to point out that this is not something that's local at all. It's coming down from not the Department of Agriculture. It's coming from the multinational corporations that are in the animal agriculture business. They already have the European Union involved in this thing, United Kingdom. They already have Australia. You say, yeah, but our packers don't buy cattle there. The heck they don't. They're big in these foreign countries, all right? Now, here's what's going on in Kansas. As part of the National Animal Identification Program, Kansas livestock owners have begun registering their farms. George Teagarden, Kansas Livestock Commissioner, said that premises registration is the first step in the program. Teagarden said plans for the premises to be registered and individual animal ID devices to be used by January 2008. By 2009, we hope to have a tracking system in place. Remember, somebody a while ago said, oh, this is voluntary? Yeah, it is. Kansas Animal Health Department has been registering premises for more than a year, and they have a total of 1,875 registered. But There are 66,000 premises in Kansas. That means we still have over 14,000 holdouts. And maybe they're smart enough not to go along with this jive, all right? Texas. I have a couple of interesting comments here. In Texas, this fellow said, "Dear Sid," and Sid Miller is a state representative from Stephenville, Texas. And the guy's writing to his congressman, and he apparently calls him by his first name, Sid. "Dear Sid, I'm hearing some alarming things about a mandatory registration of all animals in Texas, and I want to ask you to confirm if it's true or help me set these people straight. If it is true, then surely it was not the intent of those legislators who voted for it. If it was, then it's time to get a whole bunch of ropes and clean up Texas, starting with the legislature. Can you legislators put the lid back on Pandora's box, or do we solve this some other way?" Texans know how to use ropes. Usually they find an oak tree first. Here is Sid Miller's response. Now, this is coming from... What are you laughing at, Jeff? I'm just telling you how it used to be in Texas, and some of these people still kind of remember Grandpa's stories, all right? Here's Sid Miller's response. "I think it's a good idea to contact your own state rep and state senator and tell them that anyone who votes for this kind of control had better not even come home, because there will be a necktie party waiting for them. Then we need to tell them we want state legislation to forbid this federal law in Texas. That happens to be legal, and if the feds ever try this, we need to hunt down the heads of the agency and deal with them like dogs with rabies. They should be afraid to set foot in Texas." Now, that's what his state legislature said back. But the guy voted for the bill. I mean, he says he didn't, but his name's on as a vote. "Message to legislature. You may want to register my animals, send an army. You're going to need one. Now, back to this legislature again. I have examined the laws and make the following observance. Representative Miller was counted as a yes vote because he failed to register a no vote." Does that make sense? If you don't vote no, you vote yes. Anyway, Suzanne Hupp, the state, as did Representative Suzanne Hupp. "The state legislature has unlawfully delegated this law-writing power to the Texas Animal Health Commission." In other words, they didn't pass the law, they just turned it over to the commission. "And in Texas, $1,000 per day fines will be imposed for failing to comply with this law. Representative Miller is simply mistaken in his reply to you. Since Suzanne Hupp is the only state legislator with the courage to vote against this bill, you may need to go to a wholesale supply store to purchase enough rope that you're going to need for those other 180 members. If you live in Texas..." Now, remember again, we just read you about El Paso, what they did in El Paso, okay? "If you live in Texas," and we're getting this off their Texas stuff, "and own any birds, including parakeets, goats, cows, horses, etc., you need to read this message. If you don't live in Texas, you better read this anyway, because this is part of a nationwide program being pushed by the federal government. If your state is not on the bandwagon right now, it soon will be. As written, it makes no discrimination if you own one horse or 1,000, or one parakeet or 1,000 chicken coops. It does not apply to just big farmers and ranchers. It applies to everyone, including Granny's parakeet. If you live in a condominium and own a parakeet, the way the rules are now written, you must register your premises and keep the registration current, $10 a year for as long as you own that they call exotic fowl. The rules do not include any exceptions for hobbyists, pet owners, and so forth, and an owner of one bird will be treated just like Tyson's chickens." Now, this is the way the Texas law is written, all right? Anyway, the format contains 15 digits. The first three are country codes. The United States code is 840. And the following 12 digits are the animal's unique national number. Do you think they've got 840 countries that are doing this? Why would our number be 840? Couldn't it be number 1 or 2 or 3? EU was number 1, Australia 2, United States 3, Argentina 4. No, our number is 840. They probably have 840 of these little banana republics that are doing it. I don't know. I don't know how they could make them do it. "The program will be compulsory and is permanent, and if you fail to comply, you can be fined $1,000 per day for failure to comply. Let's take a break.
Visit Dairy online at DairyBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Randall Fleshman will be holding a special cow, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday. That's January the 7th. Now, John and Scott Idle have consigned approximately 100 head, mostly fancy Angus heifers, big, strong heifers that'll start calving February the 21st and calve over a 75-day period. They're bred to Angus bulls. 50 of these heifers are half-sisters and out-of-circle A cows. Ned Snyder's consigned a 50-head string of Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving May the 21st and calve within a 75-day period. Edwards Farms will be in with a 40-head lot of black and black baldy 4- to 8-year-old cows. They'll have calves by their side, and the calves have had a complete vaccination program. Mill Iron Ranch will sell 45 3-year-old cows to start calving March the 5th, and Emberson Angus will sell 25 registered 3- to 8-year-old cows. Now, these are just a few of the consignments coming up for the special cow and bred heifer sale this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
The official monthly newsletter of the Dairy Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Dairy discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he's a lot like insanity without the bulky gloves and helmet. Dairy Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now I'm going to visit with Scott Conklin. Scott Conklin feels much about the animal ID situation as I do. He has a website, stopanimalid.org. Scott, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good to be here, Derry.
It looks to me like this thing is on a roll.
Well, it's been going for a long time, and most of the people I talk to, you know, they're just now finding out about this thing.
Go ahead.
It started, I first heard about it about 3 months ago, I think, on your show.
Oh, really?
And that was the first I'd heard about it. Didn't hear a peep from anyone, nothing online, nothing. Then it came up on a website just before Christmas, and several other people got to talking about it, and we wound up putting stopanimalid.org together to serve as a clearinghouse, basically, to put all of the government links in one place for people to read and to provide a contact point for people who wanted to learn about it, and basically most people, once they start learning about it, oppose it. But prior to this, they say, you know, they had public meetings and whatever. I hardly a soul seems to have heard a word about it.
Well, you know, you say that, but now you're in Indiana. I don't know. I'm familiar, very familiar with Indiana, but I don't spend much time there. But I do know that around my part of the country and in some of these western states, we have sale barns that actually hold meetings. And in fact, I attended one. It's been maybe as much as a year ago. I don't remember. But our local co-op put this thing on, and they bought everybody a steak. And now we're not talking about people off the street. We're talking about people in the cattle industry mainly. Bought everybody a steak, brought them in, and told how great and wonderful Animal ID was, and how you could buy these tags, and they put the tags there, and they had salesmen with the RFID companies there, and people don't seem to resist it like I would think they would.
Well, I think part of the thing here is we're probably moving in two separate circles. Most of the people that I'm in contact with are not cattlemen. You know what I mean? They don't have a big herd. They don't sell their animals retail or whatever. They've got a couple head of cattle for their own use. They've got chickens in the backyard. They keep some goats. They don't get invited to meetings like this.
Right.
Nobody paid attention to them. And I would guess probably those small people, you know, the guy with 20 chickens in his backyard and two goats, I'm guessing numerically those people probably outnumber those cattle processor cattle owners.
Oh, I had no doubt about it.
But they're not as the money's not there.
That's right. The multinational corporations, the RFID people, don't worry about selling two tags to somebody that's got a couple of milk goats. They want this guy out here that's got a few hundred cattle.
Right.
But anyway, to me, now I visited with a fellow the other day, and I won't even mention the state that he's in, but it wasn't one of the states that we've been discussing so far this morning. And he said he's very knowledgeable of what's going on, and he knows most of the people in the Department of Agriculture at the state level, okay? And he said this fellow drove up. He said he knew him. And he was out of the state, I don't remember, state veterinarian's office, but with the State Department of Agriculture, at least. And he said, how many cattle do you own? Now, I have asked Beth, Jeff, to bring me that little, I think it's a blue card laying on my desk. About it's the one that I thought had to do with the driver's license, but it's got something else on it. Okay. They said, how many cattle do you own? He said, I don't own any cattle. And the fella said, well, what about all those cattle that I'm looking at? He said, they're not mine. Well, he said, who does own them? He said, I can't tell you that. Well, he said, then why do you have them? He said, I'm just keeping them for you. The guy wasn't telling the truth, obviously.
Obviously.
But
smart move.
But anyway, he would not tell him who the cattle belonged to or how many there was or anything else. Now, I don't know how you're going to handle these people. According to, if the law in that state would be like it was in Texas, they'd start fining him $1,000 a day, would they not?
Well, you see, that's something that's come up in discussion a lot, and this is the first time I've seen any confirmation of it. Most of the states are saying, and I believe the USDA website also says, that they do not have any finalized enforcement plans. So Texas appears to be the first state to step up to the plate and say, hey, we're going to fine you X dollars if you don't comply with this.
$1,000 a day.
Right. So that tells us right there, finally, that tells us where we're going. And that pretty much puts paid to this voluntary idea, too.
Well, we know it isn't going to be voluntary.
Well, a lot that's... They insist online, they insist on their websites, they insist at the meetings that I've heard about, that it is currently voluntary.
All right, currently. But what does it say about 2009?
Right. People don't read that far, though. They don't listen that far. They see it's voluntary now, and that's it. That's that whole attention span thing for people these days, though. They just, okay, it's voluntary now, so it's okay. They'll worry about the future when it gets here. I guess.
See, they want to know so bad about what we're doing. And now, you're not into the cattle business like many of us are, but if you're familiar with animal agriculture, you know that, and I throw poultry in there with animals, mm-hmm. but animal and poultry agriculture, you know that back in the 1960s, all right, in the 50s, everybody pretty much on the farm had a backyard flock. They had been there for 200 years. Every farmer had a few chickens. Mm-hmm. And they took the eggs to town on Saturday afternoon and bought sugar and things that they couldn't raise on the farm, okay? And we kept those chicken flocks until the 1960s when the Tysons started, and I say the Tysons, there's other companies along with Tyson, it started getting involved in what we call integrated agriculture. They took over the chicken business. They took over all the poultry. The turkeys, the same as the chickens, are now owned by just about three or four companies. All right. We said it'll never happen in the swine industry. I mean, how are you going to get somebody to get a sow to farrow in the middle of the day when everybody is up and it's going to be a nice warm place? It doesn't happen. Sows have pigs in the middle of the night when it's 20 below zero. Well, they learned how to make sows farrow in the middle of the day during the working hours, and they built farrowing houses, etc. And it wasn't very long until they had totally taken over the hog industry. When you drive along the highway, if you see a sow and pigs out in a pasture, you stop and look at them. It's kind of like seeing an elephant out there. You think, oh, there's a sow and pigs. I can't believe somebody's got some hogs out on the farm. You don't see hogs because they're all in confinement.
Well, you see, I didn't realize that growing up because my folks' farm, the farm that adjoins it, they always raised pigs. I didn't realize just how unusual that was until the last few years when I got to noticing that's the only farm with hogs on it that I can find. I don't remember seeing another one in 20 years.
Well, you see the houses, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you see these houses, I don't know, they're 100 feet long or many hundreds of feet long, and they got furry.
But you never see the hogs, yeah?
No, the hogs are confined. You don't see the hogs. You can smell them. You can smell them, but you don't see them. Okay, now, the same people, you see, Tyson is now the largest meat producer in the world. Nobody can compare with Tyson. Tyson has taken over IBP. Which is Iowa Beef Packers Processors, which has been one of the biggest beef packing companies in the nation, and still controls the prices of cattle. The point is, now they want to control the cattle just like they do the chickens and the hogs. See, there's no such thing as a poultry market anymore. It's all done by contract. It's just about that way with hogs. There's no hog market anymore. I made a living giving livestock markets for 30 years. I know a lot about livestock markets. In fact, I think I know more about livestock markets than many, well, I won't say than the people in the business, but I know a lot about livestock markets. There are no livestock markets anymore except in feeder cattle. That's the only place. And they want that. And this is the way they're going to get it through this animal ID. I truly believe that when animal ID gets totally in operation, it'll be the death sentence for all of animal agriculture. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Visit Dairy online at DairyBrownfield.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The telephones very quickly because we're going to run out of time. We have a lot more information here. But Rich, hi, you're on the air, Rich.
Yeah, hi. You know, Derry, I think this goes a lot farther than just the packing people. I mean, you often talk about, Agenda 21.
Absolutely.
I mean, this has got to be coming straight out of the UN because in their concept of a sustainable world, what do they declare the least sustainable form of food, cultivation? Animal agriculture. And this reminds me of gun registration.
Yeah, they don't. Did you notice they keep mentioning backyard flocks in this?
Yeah.
They don't want somebody to be able to have a few chickens in the backyard. You know, you can take a half a dozen hens and a rooster and feed them garbage, and you can survive a long time out there.
Also, earlier in the show, you mentioned the thing about out west where they're expecting you to put the animal ID tag in when you get your rabies, inoculation. Did you remember how just a few years, it wasn't that long ago, we could inoculate our own pets for rabies here in Missouri?
Well, yeah.
Now we can't all of a sudden for some bull they made up about, it's safer if the vet does it.
Yeah, a vet knows how to do it better than somebody that's been raising dogs all of his life.
Yeah, I don't think this is just the Packers. I think this is the UN, the sustainable thing, and the people from the UN with their a bug is a rat, is a pig is a boy type where
Okay. Everything
is equal, and they don't want us to have pets either.
Hey, appreciate the call, Rich. Let's go to Tim in Texas. Hi, Tim.
Hello, DB. About 4 years ago, I was able to give a speech at a Texas Farm Bureau convention. 2 years ago, it's been a year ago, I'm sorry, I was told that I could give another 5 or 10 minute speech at the end of the meeting. However, I was bumped by the man that was telling all about how every animal in Texas will have an ID tag in it by 2007. And I opened my little monthly paper from the Texas Farm Bureau. Now, we all know, we in the know the Farm Bureau is not on our side. Because when, and to prove it, when I said something to the president of the Lee Bastrop County Farm Bureau about it, he said, well, this is just the coming thing. It's the government. We have to go along with it. Well, this month's newspaper from the Texas Farm Bureau, it's called The Neighbors, has the president, Kenneth Dursky, of the Texas Farm Bureau itself, and he's really squawking to high heaven about the recent Supreme Court decision on the land. The land decision that they
on eminent domain, yeah.
Yes, sir. He's really all up in arms about that, and he's got two articles in here bellyaching about it. And I tried to contact him, but I just haven't heard back yet. And I'm going to keep trying to contact him until I contact him. And he's going to learn all about Agenda 21 come heck or high water.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's take a break. That's what we must do. And we'll be right back. And we're going to learn a little bit more about StopAnimalID.org. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Visit Dairy Online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Gold prices shot up more than 2% the first trading day of 2006, closing up $13.30 to $531.10 an ounce in New York. Silver closed up 22 cents to $9.08 an ounce. Investment funds were buying on the expectation that precious metals have more room to rise this year. Visit buycoin.com for more. And now this from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again by 2010. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Scott Conklin, StopAnimalID.org. We're in the home stretch here, Scott. Now, what's Stop Animal ID doing?
Well, right now, on the website, all the state and federal links to this information are collected in one place. There's also sample flyers that can be printed off, modified, that you can post in feed stores, sale barns. Walmart bulletin boards would be a good place in small towns.
Yeah, particularly if you can point out that they're going to want to put it on a parakeet.
Exactly. You know, there's something that the last caller said, and I forget who made this quote, but he who controls the food controls the people. You know, and that's really pretty much what this has to be about, because it's not going to help anybody identify any illness, disease vector, terrorism, or anything else with regards to these small backyard flocks, because these backyard flocks don't go anywhere most of the time. There's no benefit in registering these things unless you're just looking for control.
Well, do you remember what they were saying in Texas? They would have people coming around and knocking on your door. I just have this little card here. The dear producer, now this came to me from the United States Department of Agriculture. The USDA, not Missouri, USDA. Dear producer, please help us provide accurate, up-to-date information on Missouri's 2006 cattle numbers. You are part of a cross-section of Missouri's farm operators selected for this survey. Since the sample is small, it is very important that we receive a report from everyone. A representative from my office will either, get this, phone or visit you sometime. Sometime between December the 29th and January the 12th. Well, they haven't shown up yet. I guarantee that all information about your farm operation will be kept confidential, except we will give it to IBP and ConAgra and Archer Daniels.
And anybody else.
That's right. If you have any questions about the survey, and then they give a 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm. It's another handy excuse to get onto your land and into your life.
All right, now let's go back to stopanimalid.org. Mm-hmm. Are you getting anybody calling in or writing in or, emailing in that want to do something? I want to see somebody do something.
There is a forum on the website, which in 10 days, 12 days, however long we've been up, there's over 140 people registered on that forum, which is pretty good for a new forum that's not an offshoot of any other. It's just word of mouth and where we've linked it out across the internet. These people talk amongst themselves, talk about what they want to do, what they are doing, where they're posting flyers, posting, you know, representatives' addresses, names, contacts, basically trying to keep the discussion going and get more people involved in it. Because that's right now, that's the biggest thing, is just getting people to learn what this is really about and what that it's even out there.
You see, It's going to take a lot to stop this thing. Just as one of these emails I had a while ago said, can you put the lid back on Pandora's box? You know, it's hard to sack up a cat once it gets out of the bag.
Oh, absolutely. And you realize the USDA's official comment period on this is already over?
Sure it is. See, we didn't even know about it. That's the way these operate.
But that doesn't stop people from contacting their representatives.
Well, anyway, it needs to be pushed. And like I said a while ago, I truly believe that once this thing becomes operational, it is the death sentence for animal agriculture as we know it. And, Scott, it's been a pleasure. By the way, we can put Scott's link, can we not, Jeff, onto our link so people can get in touch with Scott that way. And let's do the best we can with the tools we got, because this thing is a-coming. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.